Food scientists at Washington State University have an unusual new partner to help them evaluate drinks, medicines, and sweeteners. It's called the Electric Tongue. Correspondent Tom Bonsi got face-to-face with the machine at a sparkling wine tasting in Pullman, Washington.
A research team at Washington State University is collaborating with winemaker Chateau Saint Michel to study sugar and carbonation in sparkling wine, specifically how sweet and bubbly to make your bubbly. A traditional way to approach this is to serve sparkling wine with different attributes to a tasting panel.
All right, here's your next sample.
I was among more than 120 volunteer tasters in the study.
I'm asked to rate the aroma and then the taste. Let's take a little sip here. I'm drinking on the job, I'm sorry.
After four samples, I have to take a break to rest my palate. And after seven wines, I'm done. But in a lab two doors down the hall, a robot taste tester can analyze up to 20 samples at one sitting.
So this is the electronic tongue.
Professor Carolyn Ross ordered this $90,000 device for her lab in the School of Food Science. PhD student Kenny McMahon uses the e-tongue to rerun the wines we just tasted.
And it doesn't look like a tongue, does it?
The main feature is a robot arm that dips a sensor head into one-ounce glasses lined up in a carousel.
So it's not responding. Tasty.
No, it doesn't give human quality aspects or human sounds.
So there's a sensor for sweet, for salty, sour, bitter, umami, which is that kind of meatier, brothy taste. And there's also sensors metallic and for spicy.
Ross bought the electronic tongue from the French instrument maker Alpha Moss.
So we're one of the early academic institutions to purchase one and kind of get in on the ground floor with seeing how it works.
The electronic tongue doesn't gag or tire. The instrument is proving useful to winnow fields of samples and eliminate subjectivity. Its data feeds into research papers and presentations. In this case, the wine industry gets information on how their production tweaks affect the flavor and bubbles and what consumers notice and value.
So at some point, can the machine replace the humans?
No. Just the complexity of our perception can't be replicated by an instrument.
Some of my fellow human panelists at the wine tasting agree. Alexandria Wyant and Victoria Minette are both food science majors.
I don't think it will totally take over. I think it will help and advance a lot of things that people can't and take out the human error.
There's a lot of what consumers like that the tongue can't give you. So even if the tongue says it has like a perfect taste profile, if the consumers don't have that in their mind as what is ideal, it's not going to be able to tell you what is a good product.
WSU's food scientists found a high degree of correlation between the human panelists and machine results when they previously analyzed sweeteners, apple ciders, red wine, and beer. When people call something bitter, so does the machine. The electronic tongue is finicky, though. Ross says it doesn't like solid food.
It has to be in a liquid form. The sensors are very sensitive, so we have to make sure that there's no fat particles or no big particles. We have to filter everything.
Manufacturer Alpha Moss says the pharmaceutical and beverage industries are other early adopters of the e-tongue. It helps the pharma industry minimize human or animal taste testing of investigational drugs, where the object is to make bitter medicines more palatable. Meanwhile, coffee and tea producers use it for quality control and to achieve batch-to-batch consistency. I'm Tom Bonsi in Pullman, Washington.